Hi, and welcome to Detox, Talks the Detox, a podcast where we talk to some of the world's finest leaders about their detox rituals and how they maintain continuity in a world of noise and chaos. How they make sure that the criticism that the world puts on them doesn't affect their insight and they still continue to perform as well as they do. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kunal Sundaramani, and you are listening to Detox, Talks the Detox.
In association with Techstars Hub 71, this is a special set of episodes talking to founders of startups. Abhinav, welcome to the podcast.
Hey Kunal, glad to be here. Thank you.
Abhinav is the founder of Pax Credit, a startup working on redefining the way students look at transferring fees overseas and overall the entire financial process prior and during. Abhinav, so you've been a startup founder, and the most common thing with startups is that the highs keep getting higher and the lows keep getting lower. And one thing that I've come to realize being a fellow startup founder is when the highs keep getting higher and the lows keep getting lower, you need to find a way to not keep jumping up and down. So what's been your detox method to stay in a detox state regardless of the highs getting higher and the lows getting lower?
That's a great question, Kunal. I think primarily, as you rightly said, the highs keep getting higher and lows are lower than what you usually would find in a regular day-to-day job. Having said that, I think trying to maintain the energy throughout the day or sometimes taking a day off actually helps me keep grounded. And the other thing what I noticed is since being a founder is primarily a lonely journey and usually you happen to be the source of energy for others, you need to find your own source of energy if you have to be in this for a long time. So one interesting thing I found is that trying to speak with my customers directly over the phone call or through the chats with the questions and the product queries, that actually gives me immense joy is something I'd realized during this process. And whenever it's low, usually the lows are something when someone is dismissive or has some disbelief in the kind of things you want to bring in. That's when I usually chat with them, and the kind of positive response and affirmation they give, that keeps me going. I think that has been an interesting ritual I have developed over the years.
So what's been the most memorable moment in the past few years?
Sure. I think a couple of them. One was that I think there was this customer from a tier 2 city, which we did not anticipate that we would be reaching that city because we do not spend marketing at all. It's zero marketing spend. Despite that, we could reach a tier 2 city. And surprisingly, that happens to be one of the highest paying customer for us. So that's when I realized that on the internet, with the distribution, with the right distribution channel, you can actually reach the corners of remote world.
Startups are a long, long work day, and specifically in a growth stage, and you guys are doing some fantastic stuff. For the entire audience, go ahead and check out Pax Credit. So what's one moment that defined your life that you decided to go ahead and start something?
So I think there are a series of events, I believe, that have catapulted me into this journey. Primarily, it was out of innocence or naivety, I would say. I think during my undergrad, I think prior to my undergrad, there was a movie, I believe, in which one of the lead actors says that he would probably set up a company and hire his seniors during one of the arguments these guys have. And that exposed me to a career as an entrepreneur as well, potentially through engineering program. So back in my undergrad, I think there was this huge boom of startups, I would say, probably because Flipkart was becoming big during the time around 2013. They were raising huge funds. So that actually reignited that probably desire to be cool. And that's how we got into this. I think back then we set up another edtech venture, I believe, that did not necessarily go as we hoped it to go. But then I think that's when I realized that this is something I truly enjoy, despite being starting it as a cool hobby kind of a thing. And then post that, I started learning more about it during my year where I was in a research assistant at IIM Bangalore. That gave me enough time to actually read about what the business world is about, startup world is about specifically. And then I made it a deliberate choice to build a career in entrepreneurship.
So our entire life mostly can be defined to a few moments, that those few moments when you made a decision that really changed everything. So as much as every moment is relevant and important in its own place, very often certain moments are more relevant than most. what are other moments like these that really got you to this point?
Sure, certainly. I think fundamentally, as I said, it has been a case that I think during that stint where I was trying to figure out what to do, and I was trying to get more into the startup world, I think I was looking for an idea, just looking at the hot markets to probably pursue. But accidentally what happened was I was trying to move from India to Singapore for my master's program. And during this time, I was trying to pay my tuition fee. Now, back then, my sister moved to US for her education just few months or years before, 1 year before me, I believe. And she used to bank with another bank. So when I reached out to my bank to pay my tuition fee, they gave me a certain amount in INR. And out of curiosity, I reached out to my sister's bank to see how much would that cost me. And here is where the interesting or the eureka moment happened, that I could see that the difference of amount between the two banks was significant, close to 45,000 rupees on my program fees. And since I was immersed into this world of startup and trying to do something and build something here, I think both of these two things came together. And during my master, I think even prior to my master's program is when I made up my mind that this is a problem I truly want to solve, because there are millions of students that actually move across globally and they don't necessarily have an optimal decision framework to make these kind of financial decisions. And I realized that these are the people who usually take a bet on themselves by opting for some kind of a financing option from banks or personal or even other financial institutions. So surprisingly, they do not have enough awareness of financial decisions and they don't necessarily take optimal decisions and they burden themselves for years, primarily through lending or other products. So since I think these two things, moments came together, and that's when it hit me that this is it and this is something I would have to pursue for a long time. And that's how it got started.
So a fact for the audience, most startups do not make it past the first year. Very few make it past the second year. And even if you make it past the third year. So when you had such moments when you felt like wasn't really, what was it? How were you able to come out of that?
I think that happens, right? So usually when you start out on a new venture, usually there are so many naysayers and you tend to have a lot of people who disbelieve in what you're trying to do. And it is taxing to an extent. I think, as I said, primarily trying to manage that energy, I think one incident specifically had shaped my belief in this venture, I would say. There was a specific parent in Bangalore, and they happened to have a kid studying in the US. Now, the parent reached out stating that they want to send huge sum of money, I think close to 15 lakhs or 20 lakhs. So, and I think, they reached out sometime in the afternoon and they said that they would have to send this urgently. Now, the reason for that has been that it's a medical emergency. The kid is in hospital and they need to make the medical, they have to pay the hospital bills. Now, thankfully, unfortunately, what happened was the bank cutoff time to make the same day transfers was already completed. And here was the payer, and we said that we can only do this next day. And we assured them that we'll probably do it in the first half of the day, complete it in the same day, we'll make sure it happens. But the parent was, I think, probably out of sure belief that we'll probably take care of their needs. He said that he's more than happy to transfer funds from their personal account to my personal account and I can do the transaction tomorrow morning first thing. And that actually shook me to the core because it was almost 15-20 lakhs and he was a stranger only over the calls we spoke. And he was willing to transfer that kind of money to my bank account, personal bank account, not even to the company's bank account because we cannot accept it legally. So that's when it hit me hard that once you have the trust and the belief of the people with respect to money, they actually would give it all if you build that trust. So we realized that that's the game we are in. Effectively building trust is the most critical part of building this kind of business, and that reinforced the belief to go about this venture despite so many people disbelieving in the venture or say being negative about it.
Wow, that's a great story. So what do you think was it that built that trust?
I often ask myself that question, to be honest. I think there are two fundamental things I believe probably helped us. One is that being authentic as to what can be done and what cannot be done. I mean, we are a startup. We definitely do not have better product experience than anyone out there, if I'm being honest. It's just that the pricing benefit is something they really, really get from us. So since we lack on the product experience because that requires close partnership with banks and regulatory approvals, we couldn't build a better experience than anyone out there. But what we thought we could make, probably compensate it with, is a better customer support. So I personally do the customer support for majority of my customers. I think that has been one thing, just staying true to ourselves and being authentic has helped us build that kind of a trust with customers. They see for who we are. We do not actually, there are limitations and we are upfront about it. And that has helped us gain that trust. And that has, I mean, one interesting thing just to reinforce this fact is we spent $0 on marketing. Like our customer acquisition cost is zero. And we have already facilitated 3.5 million worth of transactions. And that's completely word of mouth or organic search. And that's what actually gives us that immense belief that and conviction that this is a venture that would really scale once we have the right set of product experience and right set of people running it.
I love that. What helped you build trust in the venture prior to you going ahead and building trust for everyone else?
That's a loaded question. So I think it has been over the years, I have made few choices and that turned out to be pretty okay for me. I think that gave me that belief and that gave me the trust that I can probably trust my instinct on this. I think I'll give a couple of examples here. One was, I think post undergrad, I was working with a telecom company. After a year, I think there was a promotion to assistant manager or so. And right after 1 month of my promotion, I quit because I felt I wasn't doing something I really like. Not that the job was bad, it's just that I did not find some kind of joy out of it. It was good, but not necessarily great. It was probably naive, but I thought I'll probably pursue something and I didn't know what to do. So what I did was 3 months prior to that, I started cold emailing all the business school professors in Bangalore. Thankfully, it turned out that a couple of professors from IIM Bangalore were interested. And then I visited Bangalore campus for that specific interview and that worked out. And that's how I got into my research role at IIM Bangalore. So that was something that reinforced my trust or belief that, okay, things can be done if you actually believe in it. That was one. The other one was, I think, again, for my master's program, I remember I did not make up my mind till last minute as to what the next step would be post my research role at IIM Bangalore. And I think I applied to my program during the last week. And again, I reached out to the program coordinator and everything. I think I probably applied post deadline. I don't remember exactly. Something happened. It was they went out of the way to accommodate my application, something I remember specifically, because my deadline was supposed to be a week ago and I missed it, but still they accepted my application because I was authentic about it. I told them and they were considerate. So that's when it hit me that things can be done. It's just that it takes more time than what you anticipate them to be. But yeah, those two decisions kind of reinforced my belief that, okay, this is another career plunge I could take into. And that's how it has worked out to be.
Trust building, that's fantastically said. I think so many things build us up to that point. So through your journey of studying and prior to starting an edtech company, your involvement in a master's degree, any moments from there that stayed with you and that really remind you today?
I think yes. Fundamentally, what I noticed is that people, it's fancy that people tend to think that when people move to new countries, it's all cool and they start doing cool stuff. I mean, yes, social media does give that impression. But what I have noticed is that there is immense work that goes behind the scenes, primarily because it's a new country usually for them. So there is a sense of their belongingness. So they actually crave for that. And people tend to be stay closer to each other. That's one. And second one is they have, I believe, probably homesickness comes very often. I have seen that in plenty of my friends. They happen to have that feeling. So I think the mental toll or probably the change that happens mentally during those few years, couple of years, that actually changes people forever. Is that something, a rewiring of their mental attitude and approach takes place? That's the usually a forgotten part is what I've realized. So that is one interesting aspect I will look at it, because a couple of my friends were most of the time homesick. Now they've gotten used to it, but that's something very new for them.
So any moment you actually felt homesick?
Okay, so in my case, not much, because I felt homesick primarily in my undergrad, because that was the first time I moved out of my home at the age of 17 or 18. So at that point of time, I was pretty homesick. I think I used to visit my parents almost once a month, sometimes even twice a month. So that happened. I think by master's, I think by then I was almost 6 years away from my home. So it kind of became okay to me, I believe. Whereas for the other set of people, it was probably for the first time they're away from their family. So probably that's the reason why they felt that homesickness feeling.
So now we've spoken quite a bit about your present, about your past, about everything, about how you've detoxed in the past, how you detox at the present, and what detox rituals have you picked up that are going to stay with you. But what is it that the future looks like?
Okay, future probably holds bigger goals for Pax Credit. That's how I view it from the lens of Pax Credit. But on a personal level, I think one thing I'm probably working on is trying to become a better communicator, right? In terms of writing and in terms of verbal communication. I think those are two things I believe would be two skills I would probably be much better at in the long term. And with respect to the Pax Credit, we hope to be able to help every international student out there with respect to their financial needs, starting with tuition fee payments, lending loans, health insurance product, and banking products. That's where we would like to be ideally.
I think having ambitious goals is a detox in itself. And especially as a startup, it's a requirement and it's a detox. Just looking to it, imagining and... So moving on to the rapid fire round, these are a couple of quick questions. Answer them in the least possible words. Apple or Android?
Android.
MacBook or PC?
PC.
Your favorite movie?
The Adjustment Bureau.
Your favorite series?
I would go with Halt and the Catch Fire.
Your favorite music?
I have been a huge fan of Hardik Aslam.
You wake up in 2030, what's the first thing you Google?
I think probably, are we still on Earth?
You wake up in 2050, what's the first thing you do?
I'll go to a medical checkup maybe.
Netflix or Prime?
Netflix.
Netflix or Disney Plus, Hotstar?
For sports, Disney Plus, probably cricket. Rest, it's still Netflix.
Netflix or Extra Sleep?
Extra Sleep.
Your favorite travel destination?
Antarctica.
Fantastic, thanks a lot for coming on the podcast. Glad to have you here.
Love speaking with you, Kunal.
You just heard an episode on the Detox Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform, whether it is Spotify or iTunes. We are there.